the 9% VAT rate is in the news again. Why is it in the news? Well, it was introduced in response to the challenges posed by COVID-19 to support the hospitality sector. The government, a number of months ago, extended a period when the 9% VAT rate will apply for a further 6 months up until March next year. Now we're reading, though, that the 9% VAT rate for tourism may not well be expected to be extended beyond March. It's not envisaged by the Tax Strategy Group report, which was published yesterday. One of the Tax Strategy Group papers outlined some of the VAT options open to the Minister for Finance. No further extension to this measure is envisaged, so the 13.5% rate will apply to these sectors from the 1st of March 2023, the papers state. The government, of course, in May extended it up until March. The cost of the extension, €250 million to the Irish Exchequer. With me in the line is somebody who was not happy with the latest turn of events. That's Adrian Cummins, CEO of the Restaurants Association of Ireland. Adrian, good morning to you. Are you worried, or how worried are you, that this is signalling the end of the VAT rate come the start of the next tourist season, I suppose?
Good morning, and thank you for having me on your show. Yes, we are worried that the government will increase the VAT rate from next February to 13.5%. At a time where, just today, we've got the figures in from tourist numbers into the country, and we're down 24% on 2019 when it comes to tourist numbers coming into Ireland. So, you know, we're not in the place where we should be with regard to the recovery of our industry at all. And now we're facing into spiralling costs. Like every other household in this country, the cost of living, the jobs are the cost of doing business in this country. Energy is going up at the moment. It's nearly 120% increase on energy costs for restaurants, pubs, hotels, anybody in the hospitality industry. And that's compounding the pressures on business owners now at the moment. So if the VAT rate goes up from 9 to 13.5%, that's a 50% increase for next year, at a time where, you know, people will be hurting in their pockets because of the rising inflation. That is definitely not the time to start to increase VAT rate for hospitality.
Look, obviously you have concerns and worries as well about the competitiveness argument and the argument or the discussion that this would make us less competitive, it would put up prices, it would make it a more expensive destination.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you look at the VAT rates across Europe, at the moment, you know, Ireland has a 9% VAT rate for hospitality. That puts us right bang at the average across Europe. You put it up to 13.5%, that brings you right up to the second highest in Europe after Denmark. Denmark is about 20%. So within the European Union, 22%, sorry, within the European Union, 13.5% will make us the second highest. So that'll definitely compound our the competitiveness argument with regards to Ireland being more expensive to go to on the holidays. And we're saying now to the government very clearly, and especially to the Minister for Tourism, the Minister for Tourism has a responsibility to support the tourism industry. And right through COVID, the line out of government was, they won't be found wanting to support the industry. But now they're found wanting to support the industry at a time where we have tourist numbers quite flat or reduced since 2019. You have a facing into cost inflation right across the entire economy and specifically in our industry. So now we need to make sure that our Minister for Tourism at the Cabinet table fights on our behalf, like what every other Cabinet Minister would do for their sector.
Okay, but what about the argument, Adrian, and it's been there for quite some time now. It was extended, as you said, the government were not found wanting when helping hospitality through the pandemic, through the COVID-19 pandemic, and all the challenges that it presented. But costs are costs, and money is money. $250 million just for the extension that was announced 6 months ago, that this tax has done its job, it's helped people maintain existence, and it's time for the industry to stand on its own 2 feet now. Or will it become next March?
What we're seeing at the moment is that, you know, there's a lot of businesses out there that have a lot of accrued debt over COVID. They've either warehoused a huge amount of tax that has been warehoused and has to be paid back. And that's going to put in more pressure on these businesses. So why would you add extra pressure on these businesses to repay all of that debt by increasing your VAT rate, which will in turn will be passed on to the consumer, which you'll have less consumers coming in the doors who are already suffering from the cost of living. So our industry is on the, that front line because it's a discretionary spend by consumers. They don't have to go out and have a meal. They don't have to take a weekend break. They don't have to go to the park.
Yeah.
To the local to an activity centre or whatever it is. It's a discretionary spend.
Yeah.
And hence, this, you know, the people don't sometimes lose sight of hospitality and tourism is predominantly labour intensive in regional and rural Ireland, and Kerry is no different to that. It's one of the largest employers in that region. So we need to protect those jobs as we go into difficult economic times for the country.
Okay, and from that then, there will be a lot of discussion like we're having now ahead of the budget, which comes in September. There are a lot of hands out, Adrian. There are a lot of other industries look at that and say, well, hold on a second now. Why are you continuing to prop up the tourism sector when you're not doing enough for our sector? I mentioned the cost of the extension alone. That's added on to the cost of it when it was brought in, I think, in November 2020. The argument from the taxpayers is this is time to stop this and put the money somewhere else. They have to balance the books. They have to bring in tax. They have to be able to pay and meet all those demands. We have teachers' unions on regarding looking for more money this morning. You have people looking for tax cuts in personal taxation. You've got a cost of living package that has to be dealt with. So in order to try and find money from that, is it not fair enough for the government to say, look, we gave you a lot of help. We extended that help. We're keeping it going until next March. It's time now to put the money to use elsewhere in the economy.
Well, what I'm saying very clearly here is that 9% VAT rate is that the correct VAT rate for Ireland when you benchmark against the European Union and other competitors or other competitors within that zone. So our argument is keep it at 9% instead of putting it up to the second highest in Europe, which will automatically have an impact on tourist numbers coming into the country. And on top of that, I think we need to remind each other, remind everybody, that our industry only opened fully at the end of February of this year, after 2 years of substantial amount of closures. And we don't know what the winter is going to look like yet for us. Last winter, we had, restrictions, but we had messaging from the medics to say, don't have Christmas parties because of COVID. We don't know what that is going to look like this year. Hopefully we don't have any of that, but we don't know what that is going to look like yet. So we are in, let's say, uncharted waters at the moment. And our argument to the Minister of Finance is, on Budget Day, we need to have guidance that it is open for discussion to extend the VAT rate beyond the end of February to the end of next year at least, as opposed to it's a done deal on the end of September. We don't even know what the autumn is going to look like or winter for our industry yet. So our premise here is leave the door open for us. Let's have negotiations right up to the end of the year on that VAT rate, but let's not make that full and final decision at the end of September for next year.
All right, Adrian, listen, that's where we'll leave it. Thanks very much for talking to us on the program. Just a final point, by the way. How is the season going to your mind? I know the numbers have come true, but what are you seeing on the restaurants front with the cost of living impact on people? Kind of one of the first things that they decide to do is, I won't take that weekend, or I won't go out for that evening meal that I was going out for before.
Well, it depends on who you ask and where you, what parts of the country that their business is in. In certain parts of the country, they're having an okay year. It's on par with 2019. But then we have other parts of, so we always have to benchmark to 2019. That's, I mean, come back to realistic figures.
Yeah.
But the vast majority of businesses are saying to me, it's very flat. It's behind 2019. But the real issue that they have,
the costs are up.
Costs are up, and the costs are rising continuously. So their energy costs, but also their food impulse costs, the cost of beef, the cost of pork, the cost of chicken, the cost of everything else, cooking oil, has all risen substantially. Yeah. On a weekly basis.
Are some of them then making a decision, let's say I'll run myself with staff problems as well, I'll run at 75% capacity than I normally would this time of year, or maybe I'll close for a day or two a week because of those energy costs and trying to balance all of that out?
There's a lot of balancing going on at the moment, but at the end of the day, the final figure is the business viable to open? And some people are closing one or two days, and that could be the pressure that they don't even have enough staff to open for a full 7-day operation. And then others, you know, are making the decision to close maybe 2, 3, 4 days a week. It's a fluid situation at the moment for substantial amount of businesses across the country. And I'm surprised by those business owners that are contacting us. And we represent over 3,000 businesses nationally. So we have a good grasp of what's going on in the country. And I'm surprised by the number of calls that we're getting in from what I would say is good business owners over the last number of years that have been, you know, traded well throughout COVID, even, you know, when they were allowed to open. But now they're saying the cost of doing business in this country is absolutely ferocious at the moment. And it's not knowing what's coming down the tracks. It's the uncertainty is really compounding their fears at the moment. Any of those business owners that we're speaking to at the moment.
Okay. All right. Listen, we're going to leave it there. Adrian Cummins, CEO of the Restaurant Association of Ireland, giving his view on that. Doesn't want the VAT rate changed, suggesting it needs to be permanently in place and bring us alongside the other countries in Europe. The Tax Strategy Group papers pretty much saying it's going to come to an end in February, that it's done its work and can't be extended anymore because of the cost to the Exchequer. Where do you go on that debate?